This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Mike, we said this with Andy and Randy. Can we survive this early rash of injuries? And I'm starting here because this is kind of one of those things where you go, you're going to buy in early or you're not. And we were hoping with having the number one draft pick, who played pretty well last night in Richache, that Mike, there'd be a little bit of a buzz. There would be more if you're beating the teams you're supposed to beat. So the Hawks lose the other night at home in a game where, you know, they allowed them, the Washington Wizards, to come back. Last night they lose 133-120. Trey actually played well. He had 35 compared to the 250, you know, 2-for-15 night he had the other night.
Right.
But the rash of injuries right now has me concerned about this team maybe surviving this stretch run here early.
We've been dealing with this now seemingly for every year since we went to the Eastern Conference Finals. They just, you know, they just can't seem to catch a break with the injuries. I get that. But still, you've got enough firepower to handle that game. It's a one-point game at the end of the third period. And then all of a sudden the perimeter defense, poof.
Stops.
Up in, like, what's the line from Shawshank Redemption? Up and disappears like a fart in the wind. I mean, just gone. And all of a sudden, I mean, nobody's D'ing anybody up. And they're getting big-time open looks. And they're drilling. It's the NBA, man. So, look, Risache, 17 points. Not bad for a kid in his first 2 weeks in the NBA, right? I'll take that. You know, there was somebody named Roddy playing last night.
Yeah, Roddy played halfway decent.
Yeah, man. Clint,
David Roddy.
Clint was, you know, I mean, Clint was acceptable. But, yeah, the bench really was kind of nothing last night. And you needed them to kind of step up. You know, kind of needed Gary Bird, our man Matthews, to do anything. He didn't really get any good last night. But Okongwu, he struggled just 1-for-5 in the 24 minutes he was out there. But the game got away from them in the first few minutes of the fourth, and that's all she wrote.
All right, 404-726-0929. They come back home. They're in action tomorrow at State Farm Arena. They got a game against Sacramento, which is a really good team still. And listen, I just think, Mike, missing all the guys you're missing right now, you know, you could easily say, all right, this gives you an excuse, but this is when these guys should be carrying you. Jalen Johnson the other night had 29, last night he had 21. Listen, I feel like Jalen, I think he's going to be an all-star, Mike. He has that potential. Mm-hmm. But again, there's a lot of name recognition in the Eastern Conference and guys that you're going to recognize in front of him. But this is the stretch where he just needs to go off. Where he just needs to go off. And all of a sudden, everybody's talking about Jalen Johnson carrying the Hawks. That's kind of how I feel. Trey's going to be Trey. But who else is going to step up in these absences of Kobe Bufkin, Vete Krejci? You could talk about no Bogey. That's a lot of scoring off the bench.
Right. I mean, let Jalen and Trey. Now, I know what you're going to say. Yeah, a lot of double teams. And they were double teaming Trey last night at times. And sometimes you got to kick it out. But then you look at that roster and say, okay, I got like an 18-year-old, 19-year-old kid in Risache. We talked about Jalen. Jalen was good. He took a lot of shots. He wasn't making many. 9-21 from the floor. Trey couldn't hit a lot of threes. He was 4-13 last night. That's, if Trey makes his threes, you know, then you maybe win that game or you're staying with them in the fourth. But it just, you cannot be trading threes for twos. And no. It's the second time in 3 days with these guys. That's exactly what happened.
All right, want to hear from you guys. Follow us. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes, and follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929, and follow the radio show at 929 The Game, or the radio station, should I say. Mike, there is a trade. Our Braves have traded away Jorge Soler to the Angels. We are not sure what we're getting back in return. It is not Mike Trout.
I'll tell you what we're getting.
It is not Mike Trout.
Get ready for the G-Man.
Who's that?
Griffin Canning. Come on, man. Mark it on your calendars. Mike had it on Halloween. This guy's do you realize this man was a Gold Glove Award winner in 2020?
Yeah, yeah. What else has he done?
Can't take that away from him. 9 games under 500 for his career. He's been a career angel. So maybe a new zip code will help him out.
Okay. All right. The deal with Jorge Soler, by the way, too many outfielders.
Right. The log jam with Acuna coming back.
Yeah. Once you get everybody back, This was a smart move by Double A to try to, you know, get some a solid bat in the lineup and a guy who could play. We know he's you know, not a great outfielder, but who could play. Okay, now you move on. And all of these things work out. You know, you got your DH in place. We've said this. They're not moving off of him. Acuña comes back. Harris is healthy. Mike, you've got your outfield. And for everybody that was down on Kelnick, right. I will say this again. They're not paying him a lot.
No, it's cheap. He's cheap.
So just we have to accept that and say, Mike, where are they going to get better? There are spots, you know where, that we could get better and you might want to spend money.
Right. Now, again, whether Eli White or, you know, the other guys that kind of rotated in the outfield and, you know, Luke, all these other dudes, maybe we could find a better platoon matchup with Kelnick out there in free agency, perhaps, right? Maybe. Or trade. You know, I mean, do it on the cheap, you know, salary control, all the hallmarks of Double A. You know, everybody in their bag right now and everybody going bananas about Freddie and everyone kind of revisiting it. And some guys get it wrong how it went down with Freddie when he left us after 21 for the Dodgers. But you just watch a guy that's just so clutch. And it's nothing against Matt Olson. It's just Freddie's a clutch guy. And Freddie's going to Cooperstown. Matt may as well go to Cooperstown. But right now, that's where a lot of people, man, were so twisted with their emotions last night as the Dodgers win the World Series.
Yeah, congratulations to Freddie Freeman. And listen, nobody had any ill will towards Freddie. We were disappointed that it wasn't able to work. But as we said, when he came back the first time, we gave him his, love you, Freddie! And then that was it for some of us. And then there were those of you who continued to do that every time he came back. But the fact of the matter is, he is an all-time Brave, and now he's one of the all-time greats. Mike, you win multiple championships. You know, you win with two different teams. You had impact on both of those teams. It wasn't like he was just there. And then you collect the World Series MVP. And the other thing is, and listen, I don't get into all of this because it's none of my business, but his kid being sick and all that certainly played a role and was hard on him this year. And that is another part of this, Mike, where you just want to see a good guy, you know, come out the way this has played out. So I'm happy for Freddie. I'm not happy it's the Dodgers, but I'm happy for Freddie. And you know what? The Yankees blew this. Last night, Yankees absolutely blew this.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's getting on Gerrit Cole for not getting over to first base, but you had a bad throw from shortstop to third. You had that. Certainly Aaron Judge's first error in the outfield. I mean, that's dude, the definition of choking. That is the definition of it. When a guy doesn't do something all season, and then here it is, one of the biggest moments of the year, a play that he makes literally 100 out of 100 times. So the Yankees made mistakes, and the Dodgers capitalized. I mean, that's how they won the World Series, all both in L.A. and in New York. And I got to be honest, I thought when Ohtani, they called that catcher's interference.
Yeah.
I was texting with you guys. I thought that, man, maybe the Yankees, well, you know, dodged a bullet, even though they gave up, you know, a couple. I just thought that maybe Shohei would go yard and get the really big inning. But the Dodgers, all they needed was that one, those two runs to push across, and they win by one run, and Yankee fans got a tear in their beer.
404-726-0929. We'd love to hear from you if you have a thought or two. Again, Mike and I were both kind of in the same place with this. Was I paying attention? Yes, it's my job. Was I invested? Not really. I didn't have a dog in the fight. I just wanted to be entertained. I was thoroughly entertained by seeing the Dodgers lineup hit the Yankees the way they did. But last night, that game got really interesting. And, Mike, it was almost a tune-out for me. When it was 5-0, yes. Like I was like, oh, okay, Yankees going to make it a series. We'll see what happens, you know, in L.A.
Smoltz had some interesting points until the wheels came off. He was like, wow, that's a hell of a job, you said, for Gerrit Cole to get back on track. I'll give him credit, you know, for the 6th and then eventually the 7th, they take him out. But, the Yankees, you know, the Dodgers' pen has just been more solid, the solid hitting. You know, and then it just, by the way, have you ever seen a more feeble final three outs?
No.
I mean, it was like not even a shot.
Yeah. By the way, Judge completely underperformed. Completely. And
over the course of 5 games,
correct,
certainly.
Correct. And when you start saying, all right, these are the guys and these are one of the best players, we've seen stars in the playoffs struggle before. But, Mike, this is your legacy, right? Now, Judge, and however that Yankee team's going to be constructed moving forward, you got to get back. You know, we say this all the time. Like, you got to get back and resurrect yourself in these moments. You can have 60 home runs in the regular season. Guess what? It doesn't mean anything. You need to perform in these moments. And that's why Freddie has elevated his status to one of the all-time greats now. Because in these moments in the World Series, this dude's been clutch. He's been big. And I just think for Judge, again, Ohtani is a $700 million guy. But he's going to be pitching next year. So,
right.
You know, put it plainly, he's getting $300 for hitting and $300 for pitching, because that's kind of how this equates, you know, equals out. But I just think Judge, that was kind of a letdown, man. Overall, he had one home run in this series.
And then the thing we always talk about, whether it's the Bobby Cox Braves or this edition of Braves, it's the vindication. Look, a World Series is nothing we're ever going to sneeze at, but having two kind of puts you in another rarefied air. And the Dodgers have come up so many times short, Carl, in the last decade now. Dave Roberts, man, is kind of like a whoo for him, right, with the monkey off the back, even though we already had one during 2020.
True. I agree. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We're coming back.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.